Blackstone Audio presents Holiday Buzz by Cleo Coyle. This book is read by Rebecca Gibble. A Good Conscience is a Continual Christmas. Benjamin Franklin. Prologue. It couldn't have happened anywhere but in little old New York. O. Henry. She's coming. I see her. Short and slight, with blunt-cut bangs and a cheap black coat, the little assistant baker wended her way through the well-heeled crowd like a crow strutting through peacocks. The night was near freezing, yet the girl's coat hung open. As she walked along, she took drags from a cigarette. "Here I am," the little baker announced, waving the burning butt. "Obviously," the figure said. The two stood in the chilly shadows of a broken carousel, just beyond the brilliance of the city park's skating rink, where children lapped the ice, laughter rose on the frosty air, and bouncy tunes spilled out of speakers. "Well," the figure asked, "did you bring it?"
"I did,"
the girl said.
"Then let me see it."
"All right, keep your knickers on." The figure stiffened, holding back a retort. The girl was nobody, hardly memorable, excepting that low-rent Irish accent and gallingly direct tone. Correcting her would be a waste of breath, and anyway, in another minute, her attitude wouldn't matter. 60 yards away stood the park's exclusive restaurant. Inside that glass box, wealthy monsters and A-list idiots nibbled gourmet goodies. Out here, nannies shivered around a block of ice, laser-focused on paychecks with legs.